Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast on the 16th day, Friday, April 16th, 2021. Big weekend for the Rookster. Both of us getting our second shots today. That's going to be great. That might allow us to be back in studio together in a couple of weeks. Hopefully that's the plan, so we'll see if that works out that way. You have the kids this weekend. I've got hockey Friday and Saturday. Nothing on Sunday. Another hockey game Monday, and that'll wrap up the home portion of the Gamblers season. But I was thinking about this. You have two kids. You have a boy and a girl.
Yeah, I do.
And so I was curious. You being a man, obviously there's the man-son connection. Now, I come from a family of three boys, so I really don't. That's why I'm asking. I really don't know. What the dynamic is like in your family with Gabby. Does she like the fact that...
Does she like me?
Well, I mean, the fact that, you know, her mom's going to be gone this weekend. Is she cool with that? Fun with pops or what?
Oh, for sure, because we'll do a lot of stuff. Like I said, I gave them their dinner choices, too. So, you know, Gabby got to pick tacos for tonight, and Jackson got to pick chili dogs for Saturday, and... Yeah, I mean, there's a good bond between us because here's the thing. You know, you always hear, like, maybe girls that grow up that are girly-girly or girls that grow up, quote-unquote, tomboys or what have you. Mm-hmm. Gabby's both. You know, she's into style and fashion and all that. But, shoot, we'll be watching hockey tonight, I would imagine. Not the Oilers because they got hosed by the National Hockey League. I don't know if the Blackhawks are playing because they played last night. But, no, we'll be doing things together, and she likes doing that. But she'll also do her own thing. But, yeah, there's not like a father-son hanging out, mother-daughter hanging out. There are some instances. But, yeah, you know, because she likes... You know, she likes hockey and all that stuff, and so we'll be hanging and doing stuff, yeah. She gives me a hug every morning on the weekend when she comes down from sleeping.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, because I didn't have that kind of with my mom. I don't know if my mom would have... I'm trying to think of an occasion where one of my parents left and left us with the other. I don't really recall anything in particular. I do recall a couple of trips that I took with just my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of weekend trips with just my dad. But I don't recall anything like that with just my mom. Now, later in life, I did some things just like, you know, with my mom instead of my dad. Because I kind of felt like, not guilty, but I mean, I kind of felt like, you know, I always leaned toward my dad. And not her, because we had more in common, it felt like. You
right.
know what I mean?
Probably so.
Sports angle, particularly.
Right.
But I remember when in 2001, when we went to New York City for Christmas. It was right after the Twin Tower attacks and everything. So New York was still, you know, it was only 3 months later. And so they were still rebuilding and all that kind of stuff. And there was still a huge pile of rubble at the site, and we went to Christmas, just me and my mom and dad, that year, and right before we left, or sometime in November, I was watching David Letterman one night, and I'd never seen this before. David Letterman on the show, they advertised for tickets. If you're going to be in the New York area and you want to come and see the Letterman show, go here and apply, and I'd never seen that before, so I'm like, I am going to be in New York, let me see if I can do this, so... I applied. Didn't hear back from him. The day before I was leaving to go to New York, we were going on there like the 21st. I get a call from the Letterman show on the 20th. They're like, yeah, are you still going to be in town? Do you still want to? I'm like, hell yeah. But I could only get two. So instead of taking my dad, I took my mom.
Uh-huh.
And we had a blast. It was a great time, man. It was fun. It was great fun. So, but I did that on purpose.
Okay.
You know, because I did so many things with my dad.
Well, think of all the things that you and your mom are doing these days, too, since your dad has passed as well. You and your mom have gone on some great adventures together, out to Yellowstone, to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Moms are people, too.
I know. But in our family, it was, you know, my mom was the only woman or the only girl in our family. So I'm sure it was tough on her raising three boys. She probably would have had liked to have had a girl in there somewhere, but it didn't work out
right.
that way. But
right.
yeah, so maybe we're making up for lost time. We did, you know, we did have another plan a trip last year, but we got obviously wiped out. We weren't been able to do anything. So
where were you guys going to go last year?
Oh, we were going to go to the Grand Canyon. I've never
oh,
seen
nice.
Really the Grand Canyon up close.
Right.
You know, I've seen it over in the air and in an airplane over flying over it, but I've never really been to it. So
you guys planning anything this summer? Any talks? Anything in the works?
No.
Well, get going on that, man.
Except going to go see her. I'm going to go down there, but you know, I've been reluctant to travel.
Yeah, but you're going to be vaccinated now, and your mom's vaccinated.
Exactly.
Get the Grand Canyon back on the to-do list.
Now I just need to find the time to do it.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, we're working on it.
My big thing with Mrs. Rookie out of town this weekend won't be whether me and Gabby can get along or me and Jackson can get along. The big question is, can Gabby and Jackson get along when I go out tonight?
What? Is that really true? Are you going out?
Well, tonight, tomorrow night, maybe both nights. We'll see.
Okay, good. That's awesome. All right, well, have fun, and good luck with your vaccine. I hope you remember to bring your vaccine card.
Yep, you
oh,
too.
By the way, I did see something, too, where I talked to my mom last night, and she told me that, like, Staples or one of those office supply stores was offering free lamination of your vaccine card
okay.
if you wanted to get it laminated. But then I saw something this morning that says don't do that because you might need a booster, and if you do, that's going to be hard to, it'll be impossible to put it on the booster and everything. So don't get it laminated. Just keep it in a safe place.
Yep, I heard the same thing.
All right, cool. All right, then. Well, have a great weekend. We'll be back at it Monday morning, 6 a.m. Hopefully you'll join us then for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.